you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on And Hold.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, if you're out there across America, why will be your views as well, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and I'd love to hear from you. I have nothing specifically planned to talk about, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we'd love to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I thought this evening why we'd go on with what I was reading this afternoon on our programs, because we had all sorts of problems today. Our guest just didn't show up repeatedly or could only be with us a short period of time. But I suddenly had read an article on the program that was written. It appeared in Time magazine in May 11th of last year. It was written by Richard Haass, and to that average individual, who's Richard Haass? Well, he's one of the most powerful men in the world. He's the president and longtime president of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. He was one of the people who was in the Obama administration, initially one of the 11 members of the Trilateral Commission who ran the Obama administration and still do. But you have to understand that when Richard Haass is concerned about something, you should be concerned about it as well. Now, before I go on, once again, let's get that telephone number out. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I want you to understand that the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission control America, and their people are in key positions. They're really in every level of government. They hold the key positions in the military. They control the six banks that control 67% of the financial assets of our country. They control the major corporations by controlling the stock and by controlling the banks that finance the corporations and the insurance companies that insure the corporations and the distribution methods and so many of the natural resources, certainly. They control distribution of knowledge. Basically, there are six or eight major corporations. There were six, now about eight major corporations that control almost all of the major media outlets in America and thus largely determine what the American people think and believe. And of course, that's covered beautifully in a book we offer you. It's called The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Bagdikian, who I've talked to, who would not come on the radio program, but I talked to him a couple of times. I think he's a very nice person, liberal, very left-wing college professor at the University of California, but he has secretly researched the people who control the media for 30 years and points out that the media is in the hands of just a very, very few people. Of course, he thinks they're right-wingers. People on the right think that they're left-wingers, but they're really the establishment that we talk about, the invisible government, the people who run the world. And then, of course, we know that these people control education. They control the great tax-exempt foundations. They have their people planted, certainly within the religious organizations. They're working very closely with, certainly with the new Pope, Jesuit Pope, who really wants to unite the world, who is pushing Marxism and socialism. And, of course, he is also wants to unite the religions of the world. And if you listen to what he's saying, well, you understand why we haven't had a Jesuit Pope for the last, about 500 years. Because, of course, if you've read the material that we have from Malachi Martin, you'll know that the Jesuits already have a different religion entirely than the traditional Catholic religion, and there's strong occult forces directing the course of the Jesuit faith. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Give us a call. It's open lines, but I want you to know that
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday, and so we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But right now, I would simply point out that I have the greatest respect for the people who run America behind the scenes. I don't like them. I don't like their policy. I believe they're subversive. But I think they've done an amazing, amazing job, over the last almost century of manipulating the economy and, of course, for their purposes, using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about their subversive goal, which is a one-world government. And actually, as of the year 2000, that's just, 14 years ago, why they'd accumulated a debt really of only about $5.7 trillion. And basically, that was a manageable debt because most of it was owned to ourselves. Well, of course, when George Bush left office after 8 years, it was $10.7 trillion, which was an awful lot. But certainly, Barack Hussein Obama, since he's been in office a little over 5 years, and basically, he has accumulated a debt almost $7 trillion, $6.5 trillion. So today we owe about $17.3 trillion. And certainly Richard Haass and intelligent people are very concerned about the solvency. And if you haven't read the article that appeared in Time magazine on the 11th of May of last year, well, I would be glad to send you a copy. But I would simply point out that this is what Richard Haass said, explaining why he is concerned, and I think we should listen to what he says. He says, my concern begins basically with what is going on. We lurch from crisis to crisis, and nearly going over the fiscal cliff and threatening not to pay our bills to our creditors. We're cutting much-needed investment in human and fiscal capital. We're stealing from our children. We're refusing to rein in spending on retirement and Medicare, and we're dedicating our people from abroad who want to... educating people from abroad who want to stay in the United States and contribute to this society, and then refusing to let them stay here. Our public schools and many of our colleges and universities are not preparing our young people for the long term, and basically the unemployed are increasing. Unless something meaningful is done, it's a question of when, not if, a major economic crisis materializes. And then he goes on to talk about the fact that he's very concerned that we're going to have a crisis in solvency, and basically this country is going to be insolvent. This is Richard Haass, a member of the Trilateral Commission, and basically there were two subsequent articles in Time magazine the following 2 weeks expressing similar concerns. They are concerned about what's going on, and yet why are they concerned? They're the people who run the country. Or is there another force there that is moving us towards insolvency and destruction? Well, with that as a question, why our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have any thoughts on that or on any other subject, give us a call. But right now we have Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. And if you'd like to comment on what we've talked about or something else, let us know. But hi, Dee, how are we doing?
Oh, not too bad. As I was telling your screener, we're having kind of an open, dry winter up here in Idaho, though not as dry as California.
Okay, fine. Is it cold?
Not very cold. Just above freezing during the day, just below at night.
Okay, well, it's a strange weather. I've talked to people back in New York. It was the below zero where these people were in northern New York. Basically, they had to close the government down, I think it was today, simply because of the snowfall. So something strange is happening, and whether this is man-made or God intervening, I don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see. But did you have a question or comment for us?
Oh, indeed. I had a comment. I've got a short little list of names I'm going to read, and I'll explain what they mean later. Ed Morris, Frank Henderson, Luke Malik, John Good. Who are they? These? Well, these are the state representatives in the and Idaho senators in the state house in the Idaho Panhandle responsible for bringing you, dear Idaho voters, our hideous Obamacare state exchange. And the starting gun's been fired. There is a primary in May, and all the above need to be primaried.
In other words, what you're suggesting is they should be simply eliminated.
Absolutely. Respectfully, but emphatically, I would say that these people need to be retired because they've betrayed our trust, and they've given us the debacle of an Obamacare exchange, Idaho premiums. I've talked to more people. Their premiums have gone up if they've been able to get insurance at all, and a lot of them are simply uninsured. I think it's a giant debacle.
Well, I agree with you. I think this is going to be the worst thing that ever happened. And basically, they're having lots of problems. And one of the biggest problems is that a lot of young people are not signing up. And basically, they have to get about 40% of the young people to sign up, or else they're not going to have enough money to pay for the older people and for the disabled. And basically, if you have a long-term disability, traditionally it's been, you had to pay more for your insurance because you were going to cost more. But they've done away with that. In fact, my son has picked up a disability in the military. And basically, we were paying a good deal for his health insurance. And actually, that health insurance has dropped. My other son basically was paying $4,000 a year for his insurance. It went up to $14,000 a year for exactly the same insurance. So basically, this is going to be so expensive. And what's happening, a lot of people are not signing up. And they keep trying to tell us everything's going to be fine. And I don't think so, because if they don't have enough young people signing up who don't need the insurance, they're not going to be able to offset the cost of the elderly. And, of course, then they're going to have to subsidize the insurance policies. And basically, where is the money coming from? We're having to borrow $1 trillion a year now simply to meet our expenditures. We have more socialism in America than they ever had in the Soviet Union. And this is going to bankrupt America. I believe that's exactly what is intended. I don't think that the average American understands there really are people who want to bankrupt this country, destroy the value of our currency, create chaos. And what's the answer? Ever more government control over our lives. But I share with you, Sydney, now, do you have some sort of an organization you're utilizing to try to bring out the truth about these people who have betrayed their constituents?
Well, there's the Reagan Republicans, so-called, and there's Rally Right, so-called, in the county here, Kootenai County, Northern Idaho Panhandle. But sadly, I would say that they've been co-opted by mainstream Republican hacks. And it's going to take an independent grassroots movement. And I certainly don't have the means to do any such thing, but all I can do is pray. I do pray that God would raise up godly candidates that could mount a primary challenge, because we are a Republican state, so whoever wins the primary in May, and I emphasize this a lot, that we don't have 10 months to resolve this. We've only got 4 months. We've got January to May, and our primary is in May, and the winner of the primary in May will go on to win the election. It's almost a 90% certitude, the general election. So I'll say those names again. Representative Ed Morse, Frank Henderson, Luke Malik, John Good. All those, they need to be primary. There are many great possible candidates amongst the citizenry. There's a lot of patriots here that live in North Idaho. I'm calling on all those patriots. Consider your options and please run for office.
All right, I think that's a very legitimate plea. People have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that if we want to be free, people have to be involved in the process. Government does not run itself. Now, I do not believe in democracy because, as Plato told us, democracies always degenerate into despotism. Democracies always degenerate into despotism, but at least at the state level, while we need to have representatives there in a republic, in a Republican form of government in the state, who will keep the bad people from doing things. And what people really find so difficult to believe, Dee, is that there really are people who want to destroy this country from within. The enemy is not the terrorist. The enemy is not the communist. The enemy certainly is not people overseas. There's the people here in America who want to destroy this nation by spending us into oblivion. And I believe that Obamacare is part and parcel of that. And the fact that we have gone from $10.7 trillion of debt when Obama came into office to $17.3 trillion in debt in a little over 5 years simply reflects that these people who want to destroy this country are being very, very successful. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Dee is pleading with people to get involved. And basically, what you must understand out there in the listening audience is that all of our organizations have been infiltrated. Our conservative organizations, our liberal organizations, the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, and basically these people know exactly what they're doing, and they don't want us to be able to have representative government. I know personally that they've repeatedly tried to infiltrate my organizations. I know other organizations out there, good conservative organizations, that I personally work with. And unfortunately, they have been infiltrated as well, but it's very, very difficult for me to actually tell suddenly the leaders of an organization that the man they consider their friend is really betraying them. But this is the way it is. They've actually infiltrated many of our churches. And if a minister has the courage to stand up and tell people what's going on and let them understand that we're fighting a spiritual battle on a political battlefield, a minister tells his congregation what is taking place politically, why, there are organizations, there are people there assigned to that church to get rid of him. In fact, I've seen this happen over and over again. So I share your concern, Dee. All we can do is encourage people to be involved. And if you're out there in the listening audience, is there any way people can get in touch with you, Dee? Okay, hold on. We're going to a break, and we'll be back in just a moment, just a couple of minutes. Can you hang on or call back?
Certainly.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. It's open lines on Wednesday, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Sydney, D is still hanging on. He's from Post Falls, Idaho, concerned about the legislators there in Idaho who have been pushing Obamacare and suggests that their forum should be replaced. We had a problem certainly in Colorado, where I do my program every morning. And basically, there were three legislators there who were involved in Sydney, and the gun legislation, which the people didn't want, but they really pushed it through, and they targeted them, and those people are permanently retired, and it was a good lesson. Now the legislators there realize that people are watching, and they're very, very reluctant to go ahead and pass new gun legislation to try to deprive the people of their constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Well, Dee, did you want to say anything else before we let you go?
You asked whether I had any leads on organization. My organizational skills leave quite a bit to be desired, but there's some dear friends of mine, John and Lori Erickson, and they would be in the Kootenai County phone book, and they're a very patriotic couple. I know them quite well, and you might ask them, you being people that share my state, for information on how to run for state house or for state senator. And I think they'd be glad to guide you along. And then also, my thought was that, generally speaking, a smaller and more decentralized political organization will enjoy greater immunity against infiltration. And we need to do this ideally on a precinct level. And I might consider being a precinct committeeman if I could figure out which party, the Constitution Party or the Libertarians, would do more damage to the two wings of the same bird of prey we know as the Republicans and Democrats.
Well, it doesn't matter what you call it. The major thing is an organized effort to get rid of representatives and elected officials who are not carrying out the will of the people. And believe me, there is a very, very small number of people, well-organized and well-financed, who are actually undercutting the very foundation of our society. Dee, thanks very much for calling. I appreciate
it.
God bless. Keep in touch. And let's go to Herman, who's calling from Carmel. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday. And Herman, did you have a question or comment?
Yes. First, I wanted to mention to the listeners about Christian MediShare. It is a alternative to high-cost insurance, and it acts like insurance, but it's a sharing of medical things. And I've had it for several years. I'm very happy with it. It saves me about 30% over what I previously paid. And, of course, they're not supporting abortion and things that would compromise your conscience. So I suggest anyone that's needing health insurance to check them out. Christian MediShare, they'd be on the web, and they were originally founded to help missionaries around the world, and they now take other people. So that's one alternative for folks out there.
And I appreciate your mentioning that, Herman, because I think people need alternatives. And basically, we're not talking about this. I haven't heard anybody else talking about it other than here on our program. Yes, there are three Christian organizations that do provide medical care for Christians. And basically, you can even have pre-existing conditions. They'll take you on. So go ahead. Did you have anything else you'd like to mention?
Yes, I'd like to remind the listeners about Michael Boldea. He's the grandson of Dimitri Dudeman, Romanian pastor who was in prison for years and came to America in the 80s and gave some prophetic words about future things here in America. But Michael Boldea, he's up in Wisconsin, and they also run the orphanage in Romania. But he has a wonderful blog called Homeward Bound, and his name is spelled B-O-L-D-E-A, Michael Boldea. But in today's note, January 22nd, he says, he shared a story anyways. He said, in this nation, the absence of reaction most everyone is having, I realize a sort of numbness has settled upon most. Although things are spiraling out of control at an alarming rate, a great majority is just going through the motions, unwilling to take the time and process what they are seeing. Then come to a logical and reasonable conclusion. He says gamblers, especially poker players, call it going on tilt. Truck drivers and most motorists who drive long hours call it spacing out. But whatever the term we use to describe this sort of numbness, this sort of unfeeling mental fatigue, it does us no good and it is of no benefit.
Well, people have to be involved, and our plea is to people, get involved. Basically, if we lose our freedom, you lose everything. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Doris Riley. Most of you now know why some people believe that miracle soap really is a miracle. Miracle products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's Open Line Wednesday. Your telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we'll talk about whatever's on your mind. There are lots of things going on in America, going on throughout the world, lots of fascinating guests. But we have Herman on the line. And certainly we're going to give Herman a moment here to talk to, and we'll then, of course, we'll get back to it. But I wonder how many of you heard our program with Jerome Corsi last night, because I thought this is one of the most fascinating subjects. You know, it wasn't until a couple of years ago I even ever questioned what I had been indoctrinated to believe, and that was that Hitler had died at the end of Second World War. He died in a bunker. He committed suicide, and basically Eva Braun had committed suicide, and their bodies were burned there. But of course, that isn't true at all, because there are a number of books now I find that were written, and certainly Oh, I know Jerome Corsi personally, and he went to South America. He talked to the people who looked after Adolf Hitler, who were with him there at his mountain retreat, where he lived until he was 65 years of age. I also talked to an author, one of two English authors, had done exactly the same thing. Their book, Grey Wolf, is available. Jerome Corsi's book, Hunting Hitler, is available through my ministry. Although everything seems to be done to block getting Dr. Corsi on my other programs and for me to get the books, they've promised them to me for several weeks, but they've never come. And not even a trial copy of it has been here. The last thing they want is from the American people to know that Adolf Hitler did not die, that the government knew he didn't die. Dr. Corsi had the opportunity of going through the government files. These statements by J. Edgar Hoover, the affidavits by J. Edgar Hoover, all about how Hitler lived, but we could not let the American people know that. Why? Well, of course, basically, of course, we don't get into that. Most people don't. But Hitler was deeply involved in the occult, as were our national leaders. J. Edgar Hoover was involved in the occult. Truman and President Roosevelt were involved in the occult. And until you understand that they looked after one another, Winston Churchill was deeply involved in the occult. And the occultists look after one another. Well, let's quickly go to Greg, who's calling us from Coeur d'Alene. Hi, Greg. How are we doing? Greg, are you there?
Yeah. How are you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine. Good to have you with us. Go ahead.
It's a pleasure to be on your show. I was calling your one caller there was talking about the numbness of seemingly of people. And it's, to me, it's more of a common, they're in like an altered state of reality. I think it has a lot.
It's because their minds are controlled, Greg. Basically, exactly. They know what they've done. In fact, there was a fellow, Sigmund Freud's nephew, and his name was, I'm sorry, and he had said, he wrote a book on propaganda, and he said, our minds are molded, our taste form, our ideas suggested largely by people we've never heard of. He was hired by Lucky Strikes to get people to smoke Lucky Strikes and tobacco. He killed millions of people. I don't think he did that maliciously, but he was very, very clever. He worked for various government agencies to convince us of all sorts of things that were true. And basically, they control our minds. They control our emotions. And it's so difficult for people to actually face the fact that Adolf Hitler survived, that most of what they think they believe isn't true, that tens of thousands of Nazi war criminals escaped to South America with the full help and support of the American OSS, of the MI6, and of a satanic cell within the Vatican. It's very difficult to believe there's satanic cells in the Vatican, but I'm sure they're working certainly in both in the Jewish religion and in the Protestant religion. But go ahead, Greg.
As usual, you're spot on what I wanted to get at, Dr. Stan. We're seemingly in a comatose situation, and I think what puts us there is the controlled right, a.k.a. Fox News, and the controlled left, MSLSD. And there's a flicker rate to that. You go on passive. You're open to suggestion. And it's so hard to break through to people they present the news as everything going on as a normalcy. It is so selective of what they select. And, for those people who are a little bit initiative, no preacher or no one will tell you that John Kerry, Senator John Kerry, President-elect John Kerry, Secretary of State John Kerry, we can't get rid of these, Mr. Unfit for Command. How about Mr. Skull and Bones John Kerry, Luciferian, occultic, secret society member since college, along with Mr. Bush. And so then the ramifications of him signing a peace accord with the Israelis, which I doubt they sign, but if he does sign, the implications of that are startling. And Dr. Stan, would you agree that Sal Alinsky, of course, we go back to the Chicago cesspool of politics, where a senator's seat was offered for sale, where there's allegations that you could buy the Senate seat, a.k.a. the home of Mr. President Obama, and Sal Alinsky are interlocked, one of his mentors, who he hanged with, one of his heroes, Sal Alinsky, as a conspiratorial fact-finding person. I thought when people said that Sal Alinsky dedicates his book to Lucifer, I thought, that's a conspiracy theater. But one Google search pulled up the quote, and his ultimate rules for radical is primordial, numero uno, his example for the great radical number one was in fact Lucifer, and he says that in his book. And
you're absolutely right, because I never believe anything I necessarily see on the internet. I always wanted to check it out, so I went out and I bought a copy of The Rules for Radicals by Sal Alinsky, and he does dedicate the book to the first radical, as he says, Lucifer. And this is the man for whom Barack Hussein Obama patterns himself. Anything else you wanted to say?
No, and you were just so spot on at how we're controlled, and I would just wish and hope and try to have people search things further, get some alternative information, and we try to spread your word. Thanks for letting me share that with your listeners, Dr. Stan. And I really I enjoyed Tom Horn, and I missed Catherine Albright, and I appreciate you that on the air. I enjoyed Tom Horn stuff. And
I do as well. In fact, I think he's one of the most brilliant people we have in the conservative movement, ordained minister, but God is putting him in the job of certainly of publishing books, and he's getting great books out and doing a wonderful job. And if you haven't read his book, Petrus Romanus or Exo Vaticana, there are two books available right now. Why, very, very important to understand what's really going on in the Catholic Church, and his prediction almost a year before Pope Benedict resigned, that Pope Benedict was going to resign and bring in the last pope for the Catholic Church. It's almost eerie the way it happened. God bless you, Greg. Thanks very much. Okay, let's go to Bruce is calling from Durand, Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 888-24-LIBERTY. We're here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and it's open line, so we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But right now, let's see what Bruce from Durand, Michigan wants to talk about. Hi, Bruce. How are you tonight?
Okay, very cold.
How cold is it back there in Michigan?
Oh, it was about 6 below last night without wind. There's some clouds tonight, so it might not get so cold, but I got my sweater on and shivering all the time. It's definitely colder than it has been in a while. I have a deceased brother who lived next door, and he used to keep a little space heater on so his pipes wouldn't freeze, and he died in 07, right at the end of 07. And I haven't been able to sell his house. It's just a little thing. And I haven't really cared for it that well, other than, I go over a couple of times a week, make sure everything's okay, and paint when painting needs done, and mow his lawn. His pipes froze, so it's been a long time. It has been probably 7 years since the pipes froze. So it has gotten colder in the last 7 years. I don't care what they're saying. They don't call it global warming anymore. Anyway, you know that it is human climate change,
right.
Human caused climate change. Yeah.
Well, I really believe I can't help but wonder if it's the dormant sun that basically we should be having all sorts of sunspots now. There's a cycle of sunspots, and this is the point for all sorts of dramatic sunspots, and they're just not showing up. Why? I mean, certainly the sun has shifted its poles as it routinely does, but for some reason we're not seeing the sunspots. Is there something big going to happen here? We're just going to have to wait and see. But that, of course, is in God's hands. We can't attribute that to the Brotherhood of Darkness. So go ahead.
There's a guy named Jose Guarrido, G-U-A-R-R-I-D-O, who I used to go on his website back in 2001, back when the computer was still worth going on, you know, but before you got deluged with 100 different ads. You know,
well, I'll tell you what.
Our question was answered. Anyway, this guy, Jose Guarrido, was always observing the sun. I believe he's Mexican, an astronomer. And this is in 2001. He was showing all the unusual kind of sunspots, unusually shaped and unusual, like UFOs that were going in and out of the sun. And I thought, oh, you're nuts. And I would always say, Jose Guarrido, you're a nut. But maybe he wasn't such a nut. You know, maybe there is some strange stuff going on in the sun. The Bible says that an angel will stand in the sun, doesn't it? In the book of Revelation, there'll be an angel in the sun or proclaiming something or other, and men will curse God because of the heat of the sun. The sun does all kinds of strange things. We don't know how stable our sun is. I mean, just because we've been on the earth for a couple thousand years, number one, the sun could really vary. Like it could go from maximum to minimum every 10,000 years. We don't know that. Or God can disturb it. You know, with his voice, he could go, boom, and cause the sun to start vibrating like a bell, and we'd be in deep doo-doo if the sun started to pulsate, you know, brighter, dimmer, hotter, cooler. We'd really be in serious trouble.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think that when we look at what goes on from a physical point of view and look at the physical universe, we try to get things to fit into physical laws. We never stop and think that God does rule in the affairs of men, that God created the heavens and the earth, and if he wants to intervene, he will intervene, and if he wants to bring punishment to the people of the earth, he is going to do just that. And so I think it's going to be exciting to see what happens. I don't know. I do not think that what we're seeing at the present time is man-made, although I do believe they have the ability to change the weather. We're just going to have to wait and see how it unfolds, but I think it's one of two things. Either man is doing this or God is doing it, but we'll go from there. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But go right ahead, Bruce.
Well, you know, I've studied the stars since I was a little boy. I'm 60 now. I used to get telescopes all the time. Now I just use a big pair of binoculars with a Polaroid filter in the right ocular that I can rotate back and forth to cut off all the light or back it up, and I can use a little law to determine how much the stars are varying in brightness. I like to observe the long-term irregulars, and they're the ones that go nova, not supernova, but nova. And I just, like to watch what the phases of Venus is in and how bright Jupiter gets, how close Mars gets, things like that. I remember studying how very little of the energy of the sun we get. You know how minuscule it is? The sun is so big and it radiates so much and the Earth just gets a little teeny tiny amount. Imagine if it should vary, you know, and we got more of it. Well, we'd boil. Or if we got enough less of it, we'd just freeze. So it's really delicately balanced by the Lord. You ever wonder why the moon is the same size as the sun in the sky? Isn't that something? Isn't it a miracle?
Well, basically, of course, it's so difficult for people to understand that you're absolutely right. If it was just a little hotter, we couldn't live. If it was a little colder, we couldn't live. God designed this planet just perfectly for us with an atmosphere that will support human life and animal life and plant life. I mean, if you stop and think of the things that are here, why, it is truly miraculous. And basically, anybody who says there is no God has never stopped and contemplated even the structure of the hand or the structure of the knee and all these things that I used to work with when I was an orthopedic surgeon and sit there, you know, with an open leg or an open hand and marvel at his handiwork.
Yeah, I think we could prove to even Richard Dawkins or any other atheist satisfaction that God, the principle, exists. That would be like a triangle law.
Well, I think he actually...
The principle of God exists. They would call it God. They'd call it, well, that's just the universal law.
Well, I think that, you know, I don't know if you ever saw that the video where Ben Stein asked Richard Dawkins, you know, suddenly, you know, well, where did all this come from? You know, this this creator basically, well, you know, he couldn't say it came from here, so he had to say it came from another universe. Yeah. But basically, though, of course, the thing that was done at that point was say, but where if it came from the other universe, where did that come from? But Ben Stein was too much of a gentleman to do that, and I think it really increased the value of his entire video. The fact that this man who leads the entire movement there, so Deep Revolution, had to admit that there had to be a creator. There has to, everything is so well organized. And of course, really, the only reason people believe in evolution is because they don't want to believe in God. But just because you don't want to believe in God doesn't mean that he doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah. You could. I believe you can actually prove that not only God the principle, but God the person exists. The only thing I would find it very difficult to argue with an atheist about is to prove God the personal friend or God the pal exists.
Well, I don't know. I don't consider him a pal, you know. I feel that I'm so subservient to him. But I think that he does care for us. And I think certain people, his lives he's guided, I think I deal with them every day. He's people in
But like others have said, just because it's, I know that he exists, he lives within my heart. You know, that he lives. Well, that's good for you, but it's not an objective proof.
Okay, fine. Well, we're out of time, Bruce. I want to thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Suddenly we'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty to wrap up tonight's program right at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
From the mountain,
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day, 5 days a week, trying to get people to understand what's really going on, and hopefully that many of them will commit their lives to this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization, and that they'll tell others about what's going on. And if they could only can actually reach one person a month, if everyone who listened to our program did that for 2 years, we'd have more people than the entire population of the United States. And so we ask you to talk to others, to try to get them to listen to our programs, to go to our website. We have a news slot there. It's called Items or News Items Around the Web. You'll see it right up at the very top of the page now. My son has moved it up there, right below the blue banners at RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. I think it's the second item below the blue banners. And simply you go there, and we actually post items that we come up, and we put something up almost every day that we think is important for you to know. So if you'd like to go there and pull it down and read it and talk to others about it, hopefully it'll be provocative and give you something to mention to others, what we need to get people to think, to jar them out of this lethargy that they're in, because it's an organized program, not only certainly through the media, but through poisoning us. And basically, they know that fluoride in the water, that's one reason they put it in, because it has an effect on their mind. Aspartame, because they put that in the NutraSweet, that is, of course, is in Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi and 14,000 products. It has an effect on your mind. And so many of the items out there, certainly even general genetically modified food, will affect your mind, so it's not functioning at the level it should be. They're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the air with aluminum, they're poisoning our food, they're poisoning so many of the drugs we take, and take just as few drugs as you can. We certainly need some as we grow older, but take as few as you possibly can and stay away from the experimental drugs, because many times they'll do far more harm than good. Well, under any circumstances, we hope that you'll talk to others about what's going on and try to get them to think. And hopefully, as time goes by, why, they may hear from you and they may ignore what you say, but they may hear from somebody else. And then they hear from somebody else again, and they may begin to question. And once we can begin to break the control over their minds, well, they're going to be able to think and think effectively. And encourage them to go to our website, to read our newsletters, to listen to our programs, which are available there under Listen. And basically, they're archived. You can hear, listen 4 hours a day live. You can certainly get the archive programs 24 hours a day. We have a lot of our old DVDs we have posted there. And we certainly hope that people will read our treatise, certainly on the AIDS epidemic, our treatise on population control, our treatise on the Georgia Guidestones, and then link to some of the other excellent websites we have listed. All of these things will help us. You help us and help you to reach people and make them understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, which is under attack. And there's going to be a major cataclysmic event sometime, I think, this year. Certainly, Gerald Celente has made that prediction. Certainly, John Williams of ShadowStats.com have made these predictions, and people are a lot smarter than I am. Think something big is coming. I think it's coming. I'm not certain when, but I do believe, of course, the whole financial system as we know it is going to change. But in any circumstances, if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or to buy our products, or use our health products, or our soap products, or our spice products, our telephone numbers, 1-800-544-8927. If you use them, you help to finance us and keep us on the air. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. let her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairie.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And we're going to have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and we'd hope to have Melody Cederstrom with us tonight. Melody first had a tragedy, a broken water pipe, and flooded her house. She had to leave the house. Basically, of course, she was then in a hotel, and apparently we're having some difficulty getting her to the hotel. We could always try her at home, and Sydney Herman, if you're there, we could always check with Sydney, there at home. Pardon me, we check with Barbara and see, get her home number. She may be there. I'm surprised she's not at the hotel. She's usually very, very punctual. But in the meantime, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have something you would like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. But in the meantime, I'd simply like to review what we heard the other evening from Jerome Corsi, Dr. Jerome Corsi, about Adolf Hitler. You know, it's the hardest thing for the average American to believe that most of what they believe and what they learned in school, what they hear on television, what they hear repeated on suddenly on the radio is not true. And one of the things is everybody has always assumed that Adolf Hitler died sitting in the bunker at the end of the Second World War. And it wasn't really until a couple of years ago when I suddenly heard about a book called Grey Wolf, and then I interviewed one of the two British authors. And basically, they had gone to South America, they had talked to the people who had actually taken care of Adolf Hitler, who'd known Adolf Hitler when he was there, and he died in 1965. He was able to escape to South America. And basically, the idea that Adolf Hitler actually survived and that nothing was done to try to get him, that the Jews didn't try to get him, that our intelligence agencies didn't try to get him. Here was a arch war criminal responsible for the deaths of tens of millions of people, certainly at least 6 million Jews. And if you that figure, I've always wondered, is that accurate? But when I talked to John Loftus, and John certainly worked for the government, he actually researched the archives that basically about the Holocaust that actually took place in Belarus following the war, where they killed 2 million Jews in Belarus alone. 2 million Jews in Belarus. And of course, John Loftus had this information. He had the documentation. And I asked him on one of the programs, do you really think they killed 6 million Jews, John? And his reply was, I think they killed a lot more than that. And the fact that Adolf Hitler would have been allowed to survive, the fact that actually the archives, the American archives, show the affidavits from J. Edgar Hoover. And J. Edgar Hoover knew that Hitler had survived. So did the President of the United States. So did key people in government. But everybody's sworn to secrecy. And you do not want the American people to know the truth. That is a devastating thing. And actually, in the book, which we'll be carrying, called Hunting Hitler, you'll be able to see copies of the affidavits by J. Edgar Hoover, talking about Sidney, where he writes about Adolf Hitler surviving, but we can't let the American people know. Let's quickly go to Melody Cederstrom. Hi, Melody.
Hi, Doctor.
What's happening to the house?
It probably won't be ready until March.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, me too.
But how are you going to be living in the hotel? Where are you going to be staying?
I'm going to be staying with family. I'll be heading out to family probably this weekend. So I'll be staying with them until it gets completed.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, I think it's a tough thing situation, but we're just so happy that at least you've got somebody to stay with, and we'll be in touch with you and let us know how to get in touch with you as soon as you have a new telephone number, okay?
Will do.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And basically, if you have a question or comment, why give us a call? They keep telling us that things are getting better. And basically, in fact, I even read an article the other day that said that sales were up over the holiday season, which, of course, is absolutely a lie. But then when you control the medium and you can put out all these conflicting stories, you get people confused. But basically, why suddenly the sales were down? Certainly Sears and Penny's and Macy's and Best Buy and so many of the major stores certainly are having real problems. And even Walmart's profits are down and Walmart sales are down. And a lot of these stores are not going to be around 2 or 3 years from now. And when that happens, of course, the people who work there are going to be out of jobs and there'll be less money in the economy. And suddenly the American economy is contracting, but economies are contracting all throughout the world, despite the fact that they're pouring tremendous sums of money into the economy, the fact that they've kept the interest rates artificially low, and basically, of course, this is simply a recipe for disaster. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, and remember, of course, the stock market is only up because they're pouring massive amounts of money into the economy. The money has to go someplace. It's going into the stock market, but it's not a healthy stock market by any manner or means. So basically, I'm very, very concerned. More and more people are borrowing money to get into the stock market. But of course, the price earnings ratio has no relationship to what's going on. These stocks, instead of having a price-earning ratio of 8 or 9, are up to about 16 to 18, and it's not a matter of if, but when the whole house of cards comes down. Would you agree or disagree with that?
No, I agree. I mean, last year there were more private investors into the stock market than commercial investors, so certainly the private individual, the private investor is certainly getting into the stock market. And again, that's just a telltale sign that something is really at the top when the general populace gets into the market. And I think people, we spoke to a gentleman, he was on the radio program today, he called in from Detroit, he used to work for, the city. And, you know, he talked about how he could see things, how the city was, being robbed. And he says the major thing that destroyed Detroit was the free trade agreements like NAFTA. And he says, but the corruption, and he says, but yet people were in such denial that they couldn't see what was going on. They didn't want to accept that jobs were being lost gradually and that the city was on the verge of destruction. And I think we see the same thing on a national basis. You have people that are in denial. They don't see that this country is on the verge of destruction. They don't understand what their currencies are doing, how they're losing purchasing power. And even those who jumped on the gold wagon after 2008, 2010, they were newbies to the market. They did what they had to do. They did protect their purchasing power. But I think many of them got back into the stock market because they really didn't understand. They were only reacting to the situation. They really didn't understand the fundamentals of gold and silver and how they work as a currency and how they are a store of value and a measure of wealth. And I don't think a lot of people grasp that, but this country is definitely in a denial stage.
And I think one of the big problems is not only the fact that the price earnings ratio is way out of kilter, but a lot of little people are actually going out and borrowing money so that they can leverage and they can make more money in the stock market when it goes up. And actually, of course, the stock market has done very well this last year. And if you invested in it, well, you could have made 30% return on your investment. But I certainly am not a financial advisor. But I will tell you that certainly I only have one stock today, and that's only the reason I have it is because somebody gave it to me. I would not have any stocks at all. I said, knowing what I do, when you get a lot of people leveraging to get into the stock market to get rich fast, why, this is a recipe for disaster. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Rich calling from Aromas. Hi, Rich. Do you have a question or comment?
Hello, Grandpa Liberty. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. It's good to hear from you, Rich.
Yes, yeah, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Hello, Melody.
Hi, Rich.
Melody, out here where I live, people are starting to do a lot more bartering, and we're using silver. And I need to get some fractional silver, like quarter ounce, half ounce. And Provenian has brand new Watch and Liberties. You know, they're just a half ounce of silver. They're just made by a private mint, and they're going for $11.10. 10 or 15 cents with no shipping charges. Should I get something like that? Or do you think 90% 50 cent pieces would be better? Which is better for the buck?
I think it's really a situation. I mean, you're in an area that's actually using silver for barter. And if it's something that your local people accept and prefer, well, you know, then you should go that way. The price doesn't seem out of range. I mean, usually when you get see any type of fractional silver, you end up paying, for a half ounce as much as you would pay for a 1 ounce. So I think people have to be very cautious in their purchasing of silver for that type of because I think it will be very selected areas. I think 90% is more widely recognized and acceptable, and you can still use it today. You can still take it to the store and use it where you can't with that silver round. Not that you should take your 90% to the silver to the store and spend it, but in an extreme emergency, you certainly could. So, I mean, I'm still a believer of 90% silver, and so that's how I would answer that. I think 90% silver, I mean, not only are you buying it for local situations for barter, but you're still buying it for the silver investment. And I think that's what most people, I should believe, should focus on. Again, you use silver as your checking account and your gold as your savings account.
And I think that's so of wise. You know, basically, you certainly can't put your sales, you know, into gold because it's too valuable. But silver, you can. And certainly, what does a silver dollar go for today? About $20?
The modern issue silver,
yes.
Eagles?
No. The old 90% silver dollars.
The old 90% usually, now they're running around, depending on the condition, and maybe about 25 to 28.
Okay, fine. Well, basically, then you could get into 50-cent pieces and 25-cent pieces. And can you actually buy bags of 25 and 50-cent silver, 90% silver?
Absolutely. Quarters, okay. Dimes, 50-cent pieces, they're available.
Okay, fine. Right. Does that answer your question?
Just one question. How much is a 50-cent piece going for today? Because silver dropped in the aftermarket to 1975. I just checked before I...
But that's not silver. Basically, they quit making them 90% silver about 1964.
So, yeah, but they'd be going for about... about what, $10 each now, $11?
50. I just sold some, we sold a special in Walking Liberties for $6.50.
Oh.
The 50-cent pieces are running around $7.50.
Okay, that's a good price, Rich.
Yes, that is a good price. All right, I'll have to try calling you tomorrow.
Okay,
all
good.
Right.
Okay, and basically, Melody, why don't you get your telephone number out?
Our telephone is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Okay, fine. And, of course, Melody is one of those people, wonderful people who keeps us on the air. Thanks very much, Rich. And let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And hi, Ron. How are you?
Good evening, Dr. Stan, and good evening, Melody.
Good evening.
I am really getting a deepening sense of worry for being able to get gold these days, following the news, whether it was a news report, an interview with Jeffrey Hunter and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts about the German repatriation of gold and how they're not going to be able to get their gold, and how the Chinese are buying up almost all the world's supply of gold. And it's got me a little bit worried about how long we will be able to buy gold bullion or coins. So I want to know what you talk about that.
All right, fine. Would you like to comment on that, Melody? The fact that Germany had asked to have the gold repatriated, and basically our federal government, which was holding the gold, said, well, we're not going to give it to you. We'll give it to you 7 years from now, or give it to you a little bit over 7 years. What do you think about that? What does that signify?
Well, it signifies the importance of gold and the distrust, I think, of the United States. And from what I understand, I don't have the papers in front of me, but some of the gold that we did give back to them, I mean, it was a lot smaller amount than what was thought to have been given to them. And I think you're seeing the world understand. I mean, these countries know what their central banks have in gold, and they want it back. And I think they know that the United States doesn't have it. I think they know this, and they want it back. And so I think the gold is going to be the biggest scandal of lack of gold, I should say, is going to be the biggest scandal of that ever was.
Fran, I think that you have to understand that basically the Germans had set us bars back at the time of the Second World War, and they had serial numbers on them. But when this fuss came out because America would not repatriate their gold, they have repatriated, I think, 5,000 ounces, something like that. But, of course, it's different serial numbers. And it's inferior gold. It's not 100% gold. It's certainly... And basically, this has caused even more and more countries to begin to lose their confidence in America. Hold on, we'll be back in a moment, but the gold market is very uncertain today.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Ron had called from Santa Cruz wanting to know whether or not people are going to be able to get their gold, but there may come a time when gold will not be available. And certainly Melody said this certainly could happen, or there'd be very much limitation of the availability of gold and silver. Because gold and silver are the foundation of our monetary system. Otherwise, we have simply nothing but paper with green ink on it. And people don't understand there is nothing behind the dollar today. There's absolutely nothing behind it. They're doing this all throughout the world, but sooner or later, we are going to return to a gold-backed currency. In centuries past, they've tried to get away from gold backing. It's always failed. Why? Because politicians always go ahead and simply print money because it's a way of buying the support of the electorate. And the electorate loves it when there's lots of money out there. But eventually, of course, the whole system collapses. And we are on the verge of that. Certainly, we went off the gold standard in 1971. I never thought we would last as long as we have. It's been, 43 years now, almost 43 years since we went off the gold standard. But I think the time is coming very soon when something's going to happen. And I hear a lot of rumors out there that certainly, whether it's going to be as a result of the meeting that's being held in Davos this week or sometime in the not-too-distant future, without the knowledge of anybody knowing what's going to happen, suddenly there's going to be a revaluation of all the currencies, and a lot of countries are going to get increased value for their currency. Some countries, like the United States, will get their currency devalued. And instantaneously, like the people in Cyprus, you'll lose 10, 20, 30, 40% of your life savings, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it if you are in currencies. Have you heard any of these rumors, Melody?
I saw an interview this morning. It was with a Ford executive. I'm not sure which one it was. It was, you know, I missed most of it, but he was talking about the trade agreement, and he says the thing that they're pushing for. The problem with some of the trade agreements is the currency valuations, the currency manipulation, and they are focused on trying to fix that problem within these free trade agreements. So I think I agree, and I've said for a very long time, they will have to have a common unit of trade because all these fiat currencies that these countries have, they all manipulate them in order to help their export. And if they're going to continue with their global trade, their global free trade, they have to stabilize these currencies. So how would they stabilize these currencies so that, as the Ford gentleman was saying, executive was saying today, it is affecting their ability to be competitive in the trade business. So I believe these world currencies, I think it'll work in the basket of currencies. They have to stabilize them. So I think they'll increase the current basket of currencies, and I think they'll put gold in there in order to stabilize it. Gold will be used somehow because that's what they have to do. They have to stabilize these currencies so they only fluctuate a certain degree. So the manipulation can be eliminated. And certainly they'll float to some degree, just like the basket of currencies do today. They float within that basket, but to keep them within a certain range, what would keep them? It would be gold, because gold is the item that will stabilize them and provide accountability. So absolutely, I do believe that these world currencies, the issue will be addressed, whether it will be addressed as formal as changing the trade agreement, or will they be addressed by some sort of event that forces these countries to do so.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question or comment, but most of what you're hearing is not true. They tell us suddenly that the economy is growing, maybe not as much as we'd like, maybe only 2% a year, and they're lying because, of course, they determine that based upon inflation, and they tell you the inflation rate is only 1 or 2%. Well, suddenly, unless you take into food and so many of the the things that we people use and the basic essentials are going up in cost, which means the value of our currency is going down, which means that the GDP that they're calculating is not 1 or 2%. It's that negative about 4%. They tell us that unemployment is getting down 6.7%. Ladies and gentlemen, but then they tell you also unemployment's going down, that there are more people that don't have jobs. How can unemployment go down with more people don't have jobs? They're simply lying. Figures don't lie, but liars figure. And basically, the number of people who are unemployed, if you look, go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics website, Bureau of Labor Statistics, look up the U6 unemployment, you'll find it's well over 14%. Go to John Williams, shadowstats.com. Unemployment's over 22%. They're lying, ladies and gentlemen. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. And before we go on, Melody, I want you to get out your telephone number and your website and tell people certainly how they can get in touch with you and what they can actually learn from you and from the regular correspondence. Again, our telephone number, if you're out in the audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But ladies and gentlemen, if you're not making preparations for a financial catastrophe, and I don't know when it's coming, I know when other people say it's coming, and many of them are very concerned about this coming months, but we're just going to have to wait and see. But far better off to be prepared 2 years early than 1 hour too late, because, of course, when this happens, an awful lot of people are are going to lose everything or a large percentage of what they've worked their whole life to accumulate, because it's based upon a fraudulent currency, a paper currency that has nothing behind it, and it can be devalued, as it was in Cyprus, as it has been in Greece. In other countries, it certainly can be rapidly devalued, and people certainly lose the value of their life savings. Melody, how can people get in touch with you and benefit from your experience and knowledge?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And the website is dgscoins.com. DGS for discount gold, silver, coins, COINS.com. And I think what we do better than I know of any of my competitors, we really educate the clients and we tell them the truth. We don't have, the only agenda that we have is we want them to become a client of ours so we can service them and give them great prices, great shipping. People shouldn't have to wait 6 to 8 weeks to get your product or even 4 weeks. And a lot of people just accept this. And I just don't understand why they're willing to accept those types of shipping delays when it comes to product and giving their money to someone that they can use for that long period of time. And that's if they get it in 8 weeks. Sometimes it takes a lot longer, and I don't understand it. I don't get it, but people willingly accept those terms, and they shouldn't. Not when you're purchasing something like gold and silver. T-shirt, maybe? Yes. But gold and silver, your hard-earned money? No. An investment? No, absolutely not. So that's what we try to do with our clients. And, you know, we just try to explain the difference of coins and the product, how they will perform and the difference in premiums and how they're charged and how, why they're rated that way. I don't believe there's a bad coin. You hear people say, oh, well, you don't want to buy this and, oh, you don't want to buy that. Well, no, that's not true. There's not a bad coin out there. I believe there's a purpose and place in every portfolio for every coin out there, but it's our job to help people understand so they can make it an informed decision. And then it's also our expertise to help them as far as what's suitable for them, what they're trying to accomplish. Is it someone on a smaller budget that's just looking to buy bartering material, or is it someone with a larger portfolio, well, more funds, that they need to diversify and to protect their where they're trying to accomplish different things as far as protecting their purchasing power along with bartering and maybe even stepping out on a little bit of a limb and going after something that could have a little bit better return, a little more profit performance attached to the coin. So, or even a collector. Most of my clients are not collectors. I find that you find you have hobbyists, you have people who buy items because they're a novelty. I think you have people who are investors, and I think you have people who are collectors. And a lot of these people don't know where they fall or what they're doing, and that's what we try to do with our clients.
Well, listen, our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Now, let me just comment, ladies and gentlemen, if you're following what's going on, we're being told that certainly one of these certainly major wealth management funds in China is going to default at the end of this month, at the 31st of January, and there's going to be about $500 million lost. And this could start a cascade of events that will rock the financial markets in China, will rock the financial markets throughout the world. And ladies and gentlemen, understand, you are being manipulated. Basically, if there was going to be a major problem, you would never hear about it. But what they do is they dramatize things. Then you read about it and you think, oh my goodness, the whole market's going to fall apart the end of this month. Certainly the Chinese market is going to be disrupted. The markets of the world are going to be disrupted. If there was a real problem, they would not allow you to know. And then, of course, then there's the story of the Deutsche Bank. And the Deutsche Bank apparently has made a lot of bad investments in basically, a lot of the people they've lent money to are not going to be paying it back. And so this is one of the largest banks in Germany, one of the largest banks in Europe, and it is having some serious problems. But all of our major banks here in the United States are having serious problems, and all of our major banks are head over heels. involved with collateralized debt obligations, which are certainly debt obligations made up of perhaps a mortgage and some bonds and some various business loans, and they tell you what they're worth. And basically, they give you phony figures, and you think you're going to be getting 6 or 7% on your interest. And basically, a lot of the loans are going to go into default. And basically, J.P. Morgan and some of the other major banks have had to put out billions of dollars to cover for the fact that they've gotten people to buy these collateralized debt obligations without any basis. And J.P. Morgan Chase has been putting out literally tens of billions of dollars to pay off certainly the fact that they did not warn people about Madoff, that they sold people a lot, allowed people to buy these credit obligations, which were certainly faulty. But you're not hearing too much about that. They're telling us certainly that things are getting better, our banks are getting better, and the truth of the matter is they're not. When it's going to happen, I have no idea. But when it happens, you will have no opportunity to get things straightened out, which is why do it now. If you have anything to do, don't put it off. Please don't put it off. Whatever you do, diversify, diversify, diversify. And it's a lot more trouble to do a lot of things and diversify than to put all your investments in one thing. But, of course, that is the road to disaster. Ron calling from Washington State. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Fine, Dr. Stanley. I just want to relate some sort of a kind of a joke, I would hope, of the President of the United States going to visit Fort Knox and asking the Captain of the Guard to see all the gold in Fort Knox. And the Captain of the Guard telling him, Mr. President, there is no gold in Fort Knox. To which the president replies, double the guards.
I think that's very good. And basically, of course, for our listeners out there, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, and a person I've interviewed a number of times and have the utmost respect for, go to his website, his recent article within the last couple of days, on the fact that we do not have the gold, either at Fort Knox or in the Federal Depository in New York City. And the reason we know that is because, of course, when Germany asked for their gold back, and we first told them they couldn't have it, and then because that caused a great deal of distress, they started sending gold back, but they did not have the gold bars that the Germans had actually deposited with us. What happened to those gold bars? They're gone, and the gold bars they sent to Germany were defective, but the Germans are not putting that out because, of course, they don't want people to know that their gold is not up to par, is not certainly the purity it should be. The whole world monetary system is sitting on tender hooks. Certainly, central banks throughout the world are actually suddenly trying to accumulate all the gold they can because they know we're heading into a financial catastrophe. And if you don't know that, ladies and gentlemen, and you do not take your steps now, why you could lose a significant part of what you've worked your whole life for. Anything else you wanted to say, Ron? But I think that's a wonderful, wonderful story.
Well, there's another analogy I'd like to make. I saw this movie, Goodfellas, and one of the murderous thugs used to patronize this one restaurant, and he just put all his meals and drinks on his bar tab. Well, he never paid up. And finally, the owner came and very, very politely asked him to pay up. And this thug got very upset, pulled out his pistol, and just pistol-whipped the guy. We're kind of the thug. They're afraid of us. I think that's why that they still use our currency, because they're afraid of us going around attacking countries all over the world, using our drones to murder innocent people all over the place. Countries are afraid of us. And I'll tell you, talking to religious people, they don't care. I mean, it's a real scandal what's going on.
Well, you will not get any disagreement from me. Melody, how would you respond to Ron, who's one of our favorite guests from Washington? How would you respond to him?
No, I mean, absolutely. We have become the thugs. And I believe now world governments, I believe they've been placed in these positions, that they're also getting help from the U.S. So they're they're getting it to both as possible threats. You know, we believe that China is controlling our currency. They hold a lot of our debt. And, you know, we always think that they could, you know, bring us to our knees if they decided to dump all those dollars, you know, into the market at once. So, you know, it works the same way with Europe. I believe, you know, we're keeping them out of the pains of depression. And so it's really a big game, I believe, that's being played now. But I believe certainly, you know, we have used our power and you know, we've placed that power in positions around the world. And it's not going to end nicely. Anytime you know, push other people into the corner, I mean, they eventually strike out. And certainly if, you know, I'm not getting my gold back and I'm getting a weaker grade of gold, I mean, you're messing with these countries' money. And, you know, when it comes to countries' money and their currencies, you don't know what the long-term, I believe, what the long-term effect will be from it. But it's not over, certainly. And, you know, this, to me, this is almost like an earthquake. You know, you have these little tremors that's warning us that the big one's coming. But when that big one comes, a lot of people are never prepared, even though they've had the tremors. And those that have been prepared will fare the best, but they will still be damaged in some way. So it's not a good scenario that we face. And certainly they have the power and the ability to move this and to continue this for as long as they have. 40 years ago, who knew they would be able to open up the world markets like they have and to create the amount of money that they have, the amount of debt that we have, and how the American people have been used as pawns in order to help promote that, along with their pensions and the trillions of dollars that are sitting there ready to be taken. People really need to be, they can't think that it won't happen, because it will, and it's going to. And if they're not prepared, they're going to lose a lot.
And the thing is, you may have it in deposit in a pension fund, you may have it in an annuity, you may suddenly have your money in, invested in bonds or in stocks, but anything that is tied to currency can certainly be destroyed and destroyed very rapidly because we have a totally fraudulent monetary system. Anything else you want to say, Ron, before we let you go?
Yes, sir. Rock of Ages, quest for me. Let me hide myself in thee.
Amen. And that really is our only real hope. Yes, we have to do everything that we possibly can to prepare for what's coming. But in the final analysis, we're going to have to put our trust in the Lord. God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. And Chris, we started the program, in fact, this afternoon programs, we quoted from Richard Haass, an article he had suddenly written for the Time magazine back in May of last year. We quoted it earlier today, where he talks about the financial crisis that's coming to America, and it is a matter of when and not if this is going to occur. He talks about our insolvency, how we're stealing from our children. This is Richard Haass, who is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, who is a member of the Trilateral Commission, who is certainly initially appointed to as an Assistant Secretary of State, certainly under the Obama administration when Obama came to power. And basically, when Richard Haass sounds like Stan Monteith, you know we're in real trouble. Why suddenly do these things happen? Well, I really believe that God is going to bring his judgment on this country. And I think that the things that are happening really don't make sense. When George Bush came to office, and that was certainly starting in the year 2000, 2001, while the United States had a debt of $5.7 trillion, 2001, $5.7 trillion. Today, 13 years later, why we have a debt of over $17.3 trillion, and much of this is owed to other countries. We're in real trouble financially, ladies and gentlemen. We'll never get out of this. Other countries are beginning to lose confidence in America. Other countries certainly do not like or trust the people here in key positions in our government, and basically the politicians are not acting responsibly. Nobody has the courage to cut back on government spending, and even Richard Haass says we have to cut back on Medicare, on Social Security. And what are we doing? We're expanding everything. And now with Obamacare on top of this, why, this is going to bankrupt America, in my estimation. Melody, I want your parting thoughts.
You know, they were depending on the youth of signing up for Obamacare to pay for it. Well, that's not happening. And certainly these cuts are going to have to be made. And again, the numbers aren't going to change. There's arguments out there that we're going to head into, you know, a deflationary period, and that cash is going to be king. And I actually had someone call me that called me up and said he believed this author who was talking about deflation and that cash was going to be king, and, you know, he didn't want to buy gold. Like, cash was king during the Depression. But what he doesn't say is that during the Depression, cash was gold. And it's not to say we didn't have the world debt like we have during the Depression in the 30s. So different world today, and currencies will not become stronger. Usually they can become stronger during a deflationary period. Currencies will not become stronger due to this debt. Governments want inflation. That is not going to go away, and gold prices and silver prices will continue to rise.
And get your telephone number out, and one more time, your website.
1-800-375-4188, and the website is dgscoins.com.
One more time.
1-800-375-4188, and the website, dgscoins.com.
God bless you, Melody.
God bless.
Keep in touch, and when you have your new telephone number, let us know what it is, and we'll...
Love
you. Okay, good night.
Good night. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. This is Dr. Stan. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty. RadioLiberty.com.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here wrapping up tonight's program at Radio Liberty. But as I analyze what's going on today, I think that there are forces that people ignore, and that is the fact that God does rule in the affairs of men, and God brings judgment on men and on societies and on nations that turn against Him, and America is turned against God. And I think that some people in the establishment, Richard Hawes and some of the other leaders, are concerned about what's going on today. They've actually taken many, many years, very, very slowly, to control this country and to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, and they never wanted to bankrupt this nation, at least initially. I do not believe they want to bankrupt it yet, perhaps down the line, but right now I think that they are sincerely concerned because we do face bankruptcy, and they need to maintain the stability of the United States until they've consolidated the control over the world, and they're not ready yet for us to go down. And so I really believe that the things that are taking place are so that God is involved in this, and He is going to bring a judgment on America, and perhaps only when there is a crisis situation will people begin to evaluate what's really important, and hopefully, just hopefully, if we've done a good job, many people, not everybody, but many people, will turn back to our Lord just as there was a Greek revival, certainly, in the 1730s, and there was a Greek revival in the 1830s and 1840s. So I hope and pray there's going to be another Greek revival at this time here in the United States. That's all we can hope and pray for. And it's going to be fascinating as we see this unfolding. Our job is to get people to understand we're involved in spiritual battle, being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And that's what it's really all about. There really are satanic organizations out there. There really are people who worship Lucifer. All you need to do is go to the website of the Trilateral Commission, trilateral.org. And look at their logo, three sixes joined together in the center, by an upside-down broken cross. But this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported, and you're going to depend upon those of you out there across America who are in a position to help us to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and whether you can simply join the Radio Liberty family and get our four best CDs of the month, or tapes of the month, or a newsletter, or subscribe to our newsletter, or simply use the products that we offer, or get the books that we have, and the four CD sets, and the four tape sets, and the videos that we have, and utilize them. And certainly you have our permission to copy anything that we have produced here and get it out, to get other people to understand what's going on, and it's your obligation to talk to them. They may not want to talk, so don't talk to them. Just ask them questions. Did you know that this is a very serious question? Adolf Hitler did not die in a bunker. Have you heard that? Suddenly, and then, of course, you give them the documentation. Did you know that we actually helped thousands of the Nazis who were responsible for the Holocaust that escaped to South America following the war? Most people have never heard that. Did you know about Operation Paperclip, where we bought well over 1,000, probably 2,000 or 3,000 scientists to the United States to work not only certainly in the space industry, but suddenly to learn how to control the minds of the American people? Have you ever heard of Operation Paperclip? You haven't? I wonder why. Is it possible the media is controlled? We hope many of you will want to get the book entitled The New Media Monopoly by Dr. Ben Bagdekian, a liberal college professor from Berkeley, a professor of journalism there for many years. That's the New Media Monopoly. We hope many of you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope many of you will want to get certainly our 4-CD set on the New Order of the Barbarians. You will never look at the world with the same eyes again, and certainly our 4-CD set. The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, who talks about Satanism in the Vatican. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
Show, you're in the right place. It is 22 January. It is Wednesday, 2014. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world, tuning in for, well, a lot of different reasons. A lot of you tune in because you want to know what's going on in the news.